Good evening. I call this March 22nd, 2022 meeting of the mayor and city council to order. My name is Rich Hansen. I am the mayor of Blair, and I'm glad you joined us this evening. It's my pleasure to introduce the members of the Blair City Council and staff that are with us tonight. We have Hall, Shank, Wolf, Willis, Rump, Stewart, and Shepard. City Administrator Storm, Assistant City Administrator Barrow, City Attorney Solomon, Director of Public Works Shoemaker, Chief of Police Joe Lager. We have our Parks Superintendent with us tonight, Mr. Pat Long. Any other special guests that I'm missing out? I see we have a member of the girls qualifying basketball team with us tonight, state qualifier. And were you appointing for somebody?
Betsy Anderson on the park board.
And Sarah.
Sarah Bakey on the park board. Daryl Bolsiger, member of the, as a matter of fact, the chairman of the planning commission.
Junior firefighter.
Don Nielsen from the Blair Preservation Alliance. And Julie from Fort Calhoun. What's your last name?
Julie.
She's from the Washington County Museum. She is our, she's a very decent docent at the Washington County Museum.
Don't forget Ben.
Ben, our new HR man. That short guy in the back. Stand up, Ben, so you can see how tall you are. Look at that guy.
Brenda Wheeler.
6'8".
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And walk up next to me. Yeah. Oh, you're really tall.
He's our new HR guy. He played basketball and did track at Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa. And, of course, we have Brenda Wheeler, our city clerk.
Mayor.
Sir?
Junior firefighter Ernie Brandeis.
You can go with that one if you want. I'm staying clear of that one.
Hi, Ernie. One of our longtime firemen.
Yes. This is a public meeting, and we want you to be part of the process. If you have any questions or want to participate, we invite you to do so, and please feel comfortable coming to the podium. You must state your name, spell your last name, and give us your address. This is by state statute, and so if you do come to the podium, please advance those names and addresses for us. If you have any cell phones, please turn them off. If you must take a call, please step outside the chamber to take a call. When you do come to the podium, we're going to ask you to please keep your comments to 3 minutes, and we will keep track of that for you. We have a nice hook with a cane on it that'll pull you right off the stage if you overextend. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits. And if you would please rise and say the pledge.
Pledge of allegiance.
Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two things that are not on the agenda tonight. We have a resignation from Chris Jensen. He is no longer living in his ward. And the second thing I'd like to do is have a moment of silence for a man that I've known all my life. And none of us have ever known anybody that was more supportive or a greater promoter of Blair than Kenny Rhodes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Item number 3, we have the approval of the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
So, I'm sorry.
Did we have a motion to place the...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to read this. I apologize, Rod. With some unforeseen circumstances, I will be stepping down from my city council responsibilities. It's been an absolute honor and pleasure to be given this opportunity. And this came from Chris Jensen. So I guess we probably need to place this on file.
Move to receive them. Place it on file.
Second.
Moved by Stewart, second by Rump, to receive the resignation of Chris Jensen. and place the document on file.
I have to use the board, I can't add in there.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Old school bag.
Like it.
All members present voting aye.
Okay, and we already have an approval of the consent agenda by Stewart, seconded by Rump.
That's okay, go ahead.
Yep. So moved.
All those in favor?
Yes, we're back to electronics.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion carries. Now, item number four, consider a request from the Washington County Museum and the Blair Historic Preservation Alliance for Keno funds for a historic branding sign proposal. Is someone going to speak to this?
Hello, I'm Julie Ashton, A-S-H-T-O-N, from the Washington County Museum, 102 North 14th Street, Fort Calhoun, 68023. And I'm here with Dawn Nielsen from the Blair Historic Preservation Alliance, right there. And we're here to jointly talk to you about a project that we would like to pursue with the city of Blair to put signs on the streets of the downtown and in parks and on historic buildings and erect images of historic people that have featured in your town's history. And we'd like to do that in the city of Blair and also throughout the entire community throughout Washington County. So in Fort Calhoun, Arlington, Herman, and Kennard as well. And to explain the project, we have a few slides because I want to give you some visuals of what we're talking about. And let's go to the next slide. Aaron, are you controlling the... Okay. Okay. The project is to install signs and images throughout the community to interpret the town's history. It's to tell the story on historic buildings, about people and events that took place in the town and the founding of the town. We also want to work with the city to create collateral materials that would promote the signs and promote the sites once we have them up. And the benefits to this and the whole purpose of the project is to brand Blair as a historic community, to brand Fort Calhoun as a historic town and all the other towns of the county. It creates a visually attractive downtown. When you have your new hotel built, you want people who are staying at that hotel to come in and have something to do in the town instead of hopping in their car and driving into Omaha. This gives them something visual to see in the downtown. It provides a reason for them to stay and explore. And it creates a community spirit based on our shared history. And ultimately, the point is to drive tourism and to drive economic development. So there's three pieces to it. We are proposing to put pedestal signs in the downtown, on the sidewalk areas, in public spaces, in parks and landscaping. And these are actual signs in Fort Calhoun, so we're taking the same vendor, the same concept, and we're presenting it here. The content would have historic pictures. It would have information about the town or an event or a building. The next component of the project would be a sign on the building itself. So in some of the buildings in downtown, you don't have the ability to put something in a yard. It would have to be on the front of the building or the side of the building. And so we're proposing putting those on historic buildings. And thirdly, on the next slide, would be life-size images of historic people. So as an example, John Blair. A life-size image of John Blair next to the depot in the park. I don't know if anyone has ever been to the town of Taylor, Nebraska. That's where this image comes from. Taylor, Nebraska is a very small town of only 180 people, and yet they have 70 of these people that they call villagers up in their town. And it's a huge tourism attraction. So we took that concept and we want to propose doing something similar here. So next slide. Here's an example sign for the Edward Jones Building. Kyle Akers' office, and we have actually run this concept past him. He loves it. They used to be the Blair Horse Collar Manufacturing Company, very well known throughout the county, or I'm sorry, throughout the country actually. And so this would be a typical sign that could either be a pedestal sign or on the side of the building. Okay? Okay, so the pieces of the proposal is that we wanted to come to the city first with money in hand. So instead of asking for you guys to bless it and to give money toward the project, we wanted to come and present you with money. So over the last 6 months, we have been working to get grant funding in place to bring it to each town to say, we can give you a certain amount of signs, and then we would ask you to either match or add to it. So we have raised $23,000 in grant funding that is going to be appropriated across all the communities based upon population. We are asking that the city would contribute some funding toward it. There may be an opportunity next year to get additional grant funds, but there's no guarantee. So we also would ask that the city would help with complementary projects like maps, promotional materials that would promote walking tours, bike tours, bus tours, things like that. And then we would ask that the city would help with installation. There may be places on the sidewalk where we have to drill the concrete or to pour new concrete, and we would ask that the city would help with that. Now, the partnership with the Blair Historic Preservation Alliance is that we think it's really important for each community to have a core group of people that know that community well and that would work with the museum to come up with a list of potential locations, what the potential narrative is, what photos to use. And so we want to work with the Blair Historic Preservation Alliance to do that. Okay, so we put together just a proposed potential cost for what Blair could potentially look at. And so we broke out the pedestal signs, building signs, and life-size characters and just kind of put a dart in the wall to see how much that would cost for that configuration of signs. That doesn't mean that that's all we're limited to. That's just a dart in the wall to get a total number. So we looked at 8 pedestal signs, 25 building signs, 6 life-size characters, and that total is somewhere in the neighborhood of $28,000. We have $8,000 in grant funds that we'd like to allocate to Blair, and then we would ask that the city of Blair would give $20,000 toward the project. There is an opportunity again, possibly next year, for additional grant funds, but we don't know. We don't know if those would be available or not. So. Okay, that's all I have for the visuals. Does anyone have any questions?
Not really. I'll make a comment. I have seen the Taylor life-size ones. I go through there to a friend's on up to Ainsworth, and they are neat. I think they've got local artists there, too.
They do.
If I remember right.
They do.
And she's pretty talented. But my wife and I, we have stayed at bed and breakfast, like Kansas City and some of those areas, and they do some of this signage in their little suburbs there that are really like just, you know, little Blairs that got swallowed up by KC. But they do walking tours, which Donna Hinton's been trying to do, and that would help something like that too. But I think it's a good thing. It's just a personal opinion. I think it won't hurt anything at all for the community in terms of promoting our community. And also, I'm sorry, I know you got a question. Rod, is this something, it wouldn't have to be just Keno, could it be the hotel occupation tax money too for something like that?
Yeah, council member, I think either one of them would be appropriate.
So
we met with them two or three weeks ago to kind of review their proposal and then the budget and so forth. And I guess my recommendation would be that we participate, whether you want to do it all out of Keno or all out of the hotel tax. I think either one of them would be appropriate, or apart from either one of them. And I think there's funds available this year in both budgets to be able to do that if the council wants to proceed with it. My recommendation to them was, and they're being time tonight is to make the request for about 25 to make sure that if you're going to get into the project, that you don't run a few dollars short and then try to scurry to try to find those last few dollars. So my recommendation would be, if the council is willing to consider approval, would be approve up to $25,000 towards the project, so that where they're estimating $400 for a sign, if it's $500, we've got some funds there to make sure that it happens and happens right, because we want to do it right or don't do it at all.
Rod, I have a question. I've been in different places around the country where you have those signs, and I love the idea, and I'm all for it. But after a while, the sun fades it out, and you start having maintenance issues. When these signs are in place, is it up to us to maintain them through our parks, or how does that work?
Ultimately, it's going to be, if they're on your right-of-way, you know, you're going to be the cities to either replace them or do away with them at that point in time. I mean, there's nothing that says that 15 years from now, when that's all faded and no longer there,
right,
that a future council would have to replace it. They could say, no, we're not going to, we don't have the funds to expend for it at that point in time. Hopefully, by that time, you've had enough interest in them, that there's enough support for it, that people would be able to find the money to make the improvements that they needed to update them and so forth.
All right, and my second question is this. With about the funding, I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, but with the Keno funding, there are some things that can only come out of that funding,
sure,
versus the other. So I'm thinking maybe we should just pull Keno it out of the occupational tax versus the Keno to save that for something else.
Yeah, again, the Keno can go for anything for community betterment.
Okay.
You know? And in any case, we're giving this for funds for our projects,
right,
on our right-of-way and
right,
buildings and so forth, part of the total project. And when we met with them, that's why we felt, you know, that it was important for somebody in Blair to help take that lead. And that's why we recommended that the Preservation Alliance take the lead on it, because they're the ones that you know, have the interest, and not that there can't be other people involved in committee trying to move forward, but you know, you need somebody that's got that prime interest to be able to take charge of it. Otherwise, it's not going to be successful. So what we would do is, once they come up with the number of signs where they're going to order them, then we will buy the signs so that we're expending the money, because you can't give money
right
to private organizations right and so forth.
Okay, sounds great.
I guess I have a question just to piggyback off Councilman. So if we're going to go to a private business and want to put it on their side of their building, I assume we're getting permission to do that, as long as permission to maintain it years down the road.
Release from them.
So we're just not a one and done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I see that as the role of the Preservation Alliance and the museum, to talk to those individual business owners and get their approval. So as an example, I went to Kyle Aker and said, here's the concept that we're going to pitch, and he knows that we're pitching it to the towns and using his building as an example. And so he gave his full approval to put that sign on his building and to use it kind of as a jumping off point. So if people, if we wanted to do one early so people could see it, and he offered to do that as an example.
I'm sorry, another question. You mentioned in a slide a moment ago, you didn't mention it specifically, but I read it, about a kiosk. So have you done any pricing on something like that? If something was in a central place where you could have something on a video or like you see in different places, but in a kiosk form, is there any pricing on that?
I don't have any pricing on that. I think that's something that each city would probably want to do maybe after the project is over. I didn't include it in that.
Okay.
But the pricing on the signs actually comes from other signs that we have made. And we know the vendors that we're going to use on the big pedestal signs. I'm actually getting bids from multiple sign companies now to produce the ones for the building. And one of the criteria is that it has to have longevity, because a lot of the signs that are produced for outdoor use have about a 5-year life, and I don't want to go there. I don't want to have to try to replace these things in 5 years. So if we're going to be spending the money to do this, I want to have them last at least 10 or 15 years. So that's kind of the criteria that we're using with the vendors as they give their bids. But the kiosks, no. I think that's something that'll probably be phase two after this whole project is done.
Any other comments or questions for Julie? Any comments or questions from the public? If not?
I move to approve Keno funds in the amount of, I'm going to go $25,000 for a historic branding sign proposal requested by Washington County Museum and Blair Historic Preservation Alliance.
Second.
Moved by Stuart. What do you think?
That's right.
Andrew got in ahead of you there. And seconded by Shank to approve $25,000 of Keno funds for the signage in Blair and other fine cities in Washington County.
All council members present voting aye.
Thank you very much, Julie.
Okay, Mayor and the council, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your support. Thank you. It's going to be good. It's going to make a big difference.
Thank you. And the motion carries. Item number five, considering an engineering agreement for the design and construction engineering for the Washington County Water Main Improvement Project. Mr. Shoemaker.
Evening, Mayor and council members. I just have one agenda item for you this evening. This is a follow-up to the interlocal agreement we've entered into with Washington County for the new water main being constructed from Highway 30 over to County Road 26 by way of Berry Hill Road. Sent out an RFP to about six different engineering firms. Three responded, as you can see the results in the memo that I've presented to you. The low bidder was HDR Engineering of Omaha in the amount of $39,834. Just so everybody's very clear, this will be full complete engineering from beginning to end, including construction inspection and construction administration services out in the field as well. So, and then again, per the interlocal agreement, once the project's complete and all the bills are paid, the city will send an invoice to Washington County for reimbursement on the project. So. But the water main will be the property of the City of Blair Water Department. Any questions?
Do we need to accept these and place them on file?
No, this is just, these are proposals, not bids.
Any comments or questions for Mr. Shoemaker? Any comments or questions from the public?
We have talked about this before in the Water Committee. If there are no further questions, I'd move to approve an agreement with HDR Engineering for the design and construction engineering for the Washington County Water Main Improvement Project in the amount of $39,834.
Second.
Moved by Stewart, second by Hall, to approve an engineering bid from HDR for $39,834 for Washington County Water Main Improvements.
All council members present voting aye.
Item number six, consider bids received for new playground equipment at Southern Hills Park. Mr. Long.
Mayor and City Council, tonight we have hopefully have approval of the bids for our playground at Southern Ridge and Ridgeview consecutively. The winning bidder for Southern Hills was Creative Sites at a total of $59,106. And the winning bid for Ridgeview Park was $65,535 for a total of $124,641.
Ridgeview Park is listed in the next agenda item, but can we move to receive and place on file both of those?
Sorry.
Okay. I'm assuming that's okay, so I'll move it that way.
Second.
Okay. Right now I have it as Southern Hills.
Well, we can do them individually then, but the next one. Let's do Southern Hills then.
Okay.
That's one we're on.
Any comments or questions? We've already discussed this at the retreat and numerous other times.
As well as the park board is already.
Right, and the park board, I'm assuming, is in favor of it.
Decided. Yeah. That was our number one choice.
Do they treat you pretty nice, those
park board? Oh, yeah, I didn't get beat up too bad.
Yeah, okay.
So, Pat, I have a question. How does this fit for the budget?
We're just about $4,600 over budget. we can make that up in different areas.
And this is the poured in place?
Yes, both areas will be poured in place.
They already did.
Both areas by creative side.
I seen it, but I didn't vote. I seen it, but I didn't even vote.
Have any questions about the...
That was to remove and place on file.
Yeah, that we just voted to remove and place on file. And it was 37,103, is that correct?
Total?
37,103.
For just the Southern Hills. These are separate agenda items.
No, the poured in place would be 59,106.
Thank you, that's a little bit different, 59,106.
And just to be clear, the creative sites bid for Ridgeview was 65,535.
Okay, we have item number six on our agenda. Do we have a motion? Are there any further questions for Mr. Long? Any comments or questions from the public?
I'll move to award the bid for new playground equipment in Southern Hills Park in the amount of $59,106.
Second.
Moved by Rumpf, seconded by Willis to approve the bid for new park equipment at Southern Hills Development.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion carries. Item number seven, Pat.
Pat, before you get started, I'll make a motion to receive and place on file the bids for the new playground equipment for Ridgeview Park.
Second.
Moved by Hall, seconded by Shank to receive and place on file the bids received for Ridgeview Park equipment.
All council members present voting aye.
Southern Way.
That is for Ridgeview Park then?
Yes.
In an amount of $65,535, for poured in place as well, along with the additional equipment.
I can.
Any comments or questions for Mr. Long? Any comments or questions from the public? Entertain a motion then?
I can do it. On a note, I am very happy that we are doing the poured in place. I know there's been some, you know, we had to go over budget, but I don't view one park being better than the other, and I think we need to have consistency and safety in all of our parks in Blair. So I'm really glad that we're going with that bid.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'll motion to award the bid for new playground equipment in Ridgeview Park in the amount of $65,535.
Second.
Moved by Rumpf, seconded by Shank to approve the bid received for new playground equipment at Ridgeview Park. Thank you, Mr. Long, very much.
Thanks, Pat.
And the motion carries. Okay. Item number eight, consider resolution 2022-14, setting the fees for the Blair Municipal Pool summer season 2022.
Mayor and Council, you have a resolution tonight before you that would set the rate for the pool. With the city operating the pool this year, we're not contracting with the Y to move forward with them to operate it. We've already hired a manager for the summer, and Ben and Aaron and Brenda have been looking with the manager they hired to start hiring some assistant managers, lifeguards, and so forth. So we're very confident by the time the pool is supposed to be open that we'll be able to have the staff and so forth ready to open it. The proposed rates before you tonight would be the same rates that we had for the pool last year. The only difference that you'll see in them relative to the operating pool is that without the Y's involvement, the Y members would not be getting free admission as they did in the past year or two.
And that's clearly communicated to them so that our staff doesn't catch grief from the public?
I mean, yeah, that's just going to be the... We haven't talked to anybody on that.
Warn your staff.
Where there's no involvement, there's no... Lack of better term, that's part of their compensation, is that extra benefit to their members.
Right.
If they're not doing it, there's not that compensation.
But they are used to it, so you know where I'm coming from. Thank you.
Have we set for when it's to open and when it's to close?
What's that?
The pool. I mean, as far as what... When's the first day of the pool's going to be open so we can all jump in?
We'd have to look at it. I know I've talked to James. He's planning on having it ready about a week before. We'll talk to the manager and find out when it's most practical for them to open, as close to Labor Day as we can.
Memorial Day.
I'm not sure whether it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Then like, I guess my issue with in the last 10 years or so is we close at the hottest part of the summer.
Again, half member.
And you can't say that this is a college town and we lose all the college help.
Yeah. The problem that you have is lifeguards. You have to have a certain amount of lifeguards and managers to be able to keep it open. And historically, you cannot. Those lifeguards go back to high school, they go on to college in different places, and you may have one or two that would be able to work, but you've got to have, I think it's 5 or 6 guards that are on duty at all times when it's there, plus you have to have a manager. An example, the manager that we've hired for the summer is a lady that's a teacher, that is going to be back in school, so you're not going to have that manager leader. So I appreciate what you said. I can tell you 25, 30 years ago, whatever it was, we tried to, a couple years, extend the pool, and there just was, the time you got to that second week in August, you just didn't have any staff left to be able to open. Again, if the staff and so forth was available and the council has no objections when we get down the road, we sure would keep it open as long as we can. It's just that, unfortunately, you just don't have the staff.
Well, let's at least say we got that option if that comes up. Yeah. And I'd be happy with that.
Sure. No, I if that's what the council feels, we've got no objection to that. Unfortunately,
I know that it's like you close the pool and this is the 100-degree weather.
Because most of the lifeguards are, I'll say that junior, senior, high school, for those first couple years of college. And by that time, they're getting ready. They're going back to college. With the high school, they're playing football, volleyball, softball. Yeah. And to try to get them there, you just, almost impossible. So, any questions?
Any other questions for Mr. Storm? Any comments or questions from the public? If not, we have a resolution.
Introduce resolution 2022-14.
Resolution number 2022-14 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf, setting the fees for the Blair Municipal Pool Summer Season 2022.
Motion to adopt resolution 2022-14 as presented.
Second.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by Hall, to adopt resolution 2022-14 as presented. Please vote your pleasure.
All council members present voting aye.
And the motion passes. Anything else for us, Mr. Storm?
Only thing I was going to mention is to thank those of you who were able to make it today to the luncheon with Congressman Smith. I think we had a good day trying to at least make him aware of what Blair's about, what projects, what things are important to the city, the county. Like I said, I think the day went very well, and he got to represent that area from the Missouri River to the Wyoming border, and things change as you go across the state of Nebraska, and we felt it was important that we get him here, leave him early so that he has a full understanding of what our needs are and what some of our growing problems and pains are. So that when the opportunities arrive, that he would be able to understand and be able to help us work through the process to help Blair be successful in what we want to do. So I appreciate your time that you spent today. Mayor with us on most of the tour today. So like I said, I think it went very well. Appreciate everybody's
good work.
Well, thank you, Rod.
Thank you.
That was a lot of work to set that up. Yeah. Thank you.
Now. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
You got it.
Second.
Now, these 5 guys came in late. Now, you're going to be judged by your classmates. Do they get a free pass, or do they need to come back in April? They need to come back in April?
Come on.
Okay. I'm just
bang
teasing.
Bang that gavel, Mayor. Bang it.
Ring it. Thank you.